Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach, trauma-trained practitioner, and trader, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, friends. Welcome to Season 7. Now, that sounds a little bit surreal, actually saying it out loud, Season 7. And the other day, I was chatting with a friend, and she asked me what I was planning to do this weekend. And I said, oh, I've got to record a couple of podcast episodes for Season 7. And she was like, 7 seasons? And I was telling her, well, it's not exactly like a TV series, right? Not, it doesn't require as much work and coordination and logistics as organizing a TV series. But still, it is a feat. And I do congratulate myself for that, you know, celebrating that win, that it really gives me so much pleasure to be giving you guys so much value. And I really hope that each one you found value in. And this brings me to Season 7. So Season 7, I really wanted to capture very powerful perspectives and concepts that can be used in trading. So I really do want to serve my target audience, you know, you guys, because traders can have it really, really tough, right? Especially if you've had a couple of losses in a row and you keep seeing your trading account balance dwindle. It's like, how do you find the motivation to continue? How do you find your edge? These are the considerations. And sometimes, because trading can be a very isolating activity, I really want to be that source of support for you guys so that you can keep finding the motivation, right? Finding, really digging deep into your why and being able to persevere. I also really wanted to go down back to basics, back to principles. And when I was playing around with this idea and the themes for Season 7, I looked up the Cambridge Dictionary, and the definition of a principle is a basic truth or law that explains or controls how something happens or works. And I do go deep into neuroscience and how your brain functions and how is it that there's parts of your brains that are dedicated, right, to your survival. So that's based on emotions. But I also want to talk about practical things that you can look at and concepts that you can use while you're learning how to trade and how and during the time that you're progressing as a trader, really. So for today, we are talking about the rule of three. And really the entire season focuses on the rule of three. Now, the rule of three is actually based on a writing term. And basically is this, things comes in threes. It's like there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end, right? We all know that. If you've ever written an English composition for school or anything like that, you know that you've got to focus, right? Composition writing, writing out an essay. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. And the rule of three is actually very simple. If you think about, oh, three simple steps, three things that I need to do, it doesn't seem to be that intimidating, right? It's not so foreboding. And that's what I want you guys to focus on, is that just three things, just three things. And then all of a sudden, I think hopefully that thought in itself can make other things seem to meld and fade away and you feel less overwhelmed. Just three things, right? Okay, so for this first episode, I want to talk about the three things that really every trader needs to feel like they know what they're doing and that they know how to make money. And these three things are, number one, preparation, number two, skills, and number three, opportunity. So what do I mean by that? Preparation involves things like education. First of all, being to have it the awareness. So if you've been exposed to a friend or a mentor or some social media, and all of a sudden you thought to yourself, what? It's possible to make a living? It's possible to quit a job? It's possible to get this income, extra income? And then to make money and then have the freedom eventually. So there's first this awareness, and then it goes about digging for more information, doing a little bit more research, because it's like, hey, it's also equally possible to win the lottery. What's the likelihood of you actually winning it, right? So does trading actually, or making trading my full-time income, maybe on part-time hours, but getting a full-time income, how probable is that? And you do more investigation, right? So for a lot of people, it's YouTube, it's books, it's social media, it's podcast, it's joining a Discord, those kind of things. And then seeing other people who were just like them, started from somewhere, and then they slowly became profitable, and that's how they make their living now. So getting the education, and then also finding the education that actually suits you. Because there are many different financial instruments. And this is also part of the education. It's finding out what is possible for you. What can traders trade? What instruments, right? What platforms? What assets can you trade? So there are futures. There's Forex currency pairs. There are options. There's plain stocks. There are indices. There's metals. There's commodities. All these things that you can trade. All the different platforms, right? And they all come with their own pros and cons. So with options, you can get a lot of leverage because the options contracts are priced differently from the stocks themselves, because sometimes the stock is very expensive and you can't control 100 shares of that stock, but you can buy one contract of that stock. However, the other caveat is that you need to trade options in real time. So for the New York Stock Exchange, if you're in a time zone like me, there's a different time zone and you have to be on live to trade options, that may not be working out great for you, right? So in which case you might be thinking of Forex, because Forex has different sessions. They have the Asian session, they have the London session, they have the New York session. It depends on which Forex currency pair that you're trading. And then there are other things like indices or futures. And a lot of my clients actually go on from options to futures because they found options a bit stressful because there's what they call the Greeks, the theta, the time decay. So the value of your option can go, you can lose money just because time is passing. And that can be stressful for a trader. So they go, nah, I just want to trade futures, you know. So there's familiarizing yourself with all these different assets, all these different ways of trading and different time zones that suit your lifestyle. And some people really love the thrill of showing up every morning, trading for a couple of hours every day, and then it's calling it a day. But some people have actually businesses or jobs that they truly love. They truly feel like they're contributing. They don't want to stop that, but they want extra income and they don't want to spend hours and hours. They just want to do 2 to 3 hours a week and get passive income coming in. So there are ways around that as well. So it's educating yourself, you know, just trying to get a feel, like survey the land, so to speak, a bird's eye view and seeing, what's possible to do out there? What I think would suit my lifestyle, and just experimenting and investigating a little bit more in those areas. So that's preparation. And then there comes the skills. So what are the skills that you need to know? First of all, you kind of need to know the concepts, what trading involves, you know, the different kinds of platforms available, depending on whether you're a resident of the US or resident internationally or elsewhere, what is available to you. So recently, if you are within the trading circles and you trade Forex, you have realized the big hoo-ha is that a lot of people and prop firms that are available for traders, right, to have funded accounts, they are now not accepting MT4, MT5 anymore, the MetaQuotes platform, and now they have to use other platforms because MetaQuotes, I think, requires them to be a regulated broker. And some of these brokers are in like St. Lucia, Grenadines, Bahamas, where the regulation is a little bit like iffy. And so MetaQuotes is actually cracking down on these. And now Forex traders are like, oh no, I have to learn a totally new platform, you know, execute trades on a different platform. And sometimes they may not be executing at the same speed, or it's difficult to connect because it's still in the beta stage of testing, you know. So the whole Forex industry is in a tailspin for those who are funded in prop firms. And that also can affect you and your trades, obviously, right? So you need to be able to know the brokers, the platform, and how you can fund these accounts. Because some brokers are like, we only accept crypto. They don't allow you to wire or pay with a credit card, you know. So that might be a bit like, oh, I don't actually have crypto. How do I do this? You know, all these things are actually barriers to entry, right? So it's just doing a little bit more investigation. And there's plenty of YouTube videos out there that actually show you these things. Or you can actually call the brokerage itself or ask another trader or person as a mentor that you, you know, respect and you admire, and then say, hey, how is it that you connect this, right? So getting the skills done. And the skills also do involve things like technical analysis, the strategy. So once you have decided on an asset and an instrument, you've got on your platform, you've funded your account, it's number one, familiarizing yourself with a platform, familiarizing yourself maybe with a charting software. A lot of traders, including myself, I use TradingView. I love TradingView as a charting platform because it is literally beautiful. And I personally find charts and candlesticks, you know, the patterns that you can see, it's a language in itself and it's speaking to me. That might sound weird, but I find it beautiful. And I love the ease to be able to chart and tell the story, right? What is the story that the candlesticks are telling me? And then also to do further research, like fundamental analysis. If it's a particular company that you love, right? Maybe it's Tesla. There's a lot of, you know, there's people who are like cult followers of Tesla. They might do, and they might actually want to be more investors of Tesla, where they hold on to the stocks long term versus like day trading or swing trading, you know? The skill is also about forming a plan. What is a strategy, the instrument, asset, the platform? How many hours do you want to spend a week? And the plan is like, okay, if I've put $1,000 to start with, my plan is maybe to grow my account 5% every month, month on month, right? You want to see that equity curve go up. How do I go about that? How do I record that? How do I monitor that? How do I track that? So all of that is forming a plan. And of course, you have your actual trading plan on the day when you're live, ready to take a trade. This is my plan. This is where I'm going to enter. This is going to be my stop loss. And this is where I'm going to exit, right? You think about your kill criteria, right? If the trade is going against me and this happens, that's it. That's my kill criteria. I kill the trade. Move on. That's your trading plan. So all of this requires the skills that you need to know in order to start executing. And then the third thing is opportunity. And this is how it all comes together. Because simply, opportunity equates to recognizing that there's a possible entry here for you. That's a high probability setup for you to actually make money on this trade, right? So you recognize that opportunity and then you're able to follow through. That you can actually execute according to plan. And it's as simple as that. And then, of course, taking profit, exiting the trade and then getting the profit that you expect or, you know, the minimum profit that you are happy with. And you go, great, I've increased my trading account balance by this amount, by this percentage, right? So those are the three things: preparation, skills, and opportunity. It sounds simple enough. Three steps, right? Three things that you need to know. However, I would say the first two, preparation and the skills, those ones are the phases that you are thinking about longer timelines. And I would say, give yourself grace. You know, for a lot of us, if you think about how much you're investing in learning how to trade, be it with a mentor or a coach, or you're invested in a course, or you're buying books, right, and you're giving yourself time. If you think in view of learning how to trade, like learning and mastering a foreign language, let's say if you are non-Russian speaker and you want to learn Russian and you have to learn Cyrillic alphabet, right? Or you want to learn Arabic and Arabic is foreign to you. You know, something with a totally different alphabet. For other people who don't come from similar backgrounds to me and they want to learn Mandarin and all of a sudden they look at these pictograms, right? And they're like, how do I learn this language, right? The writing. So think about how long it would take for you to learn a language and master it. And also think about this. If you embark on learning and taking on a new degree at college, it's usually 3 years minimum. And you think about, especially if you're based in the US, the tuition related to that degree. How much money are you willing to invest? And the thing is, nowadays, a lot of people just blindly think about the college degree without really thinking about, are you necessarily going to get the job that will be able to give a return on that investment? Because college degree tuition is like, whew, it's like a mortgage, right? So, and yet some people, they get out of college. Like one of my coaches, she used to be a social worker and she earned $2,500 a month. And she was killing herself. And I think she had a master's degree. And then, you know, she had a very long commute to work. And then now that she's her own business, right? She's an entrepreneur. She's earning millions of dollars. It can be so funny, right? But all of us have been socially conditioned to believe that getting a college degree is the way. And we also invest so much money without really thinking about the probability of us getting a return on that investment. Well, if you can decide for yourself, I'm going to invest in my education investing in learning how to trade, in finding a trading asset, a trading way, a trading strategy, an edge that allows me to live the lifestyle that I want to live based on my personality, right? Based on what I want to achieve, how much time I want to give to it every week, then I've made my decision and I'm going to persevere and be committed to this decision. And I know, based on the stories, based on the things that you've seen on social media, you know that it's possible to get a huge return on investment, but it also requires a lot out of you in the beginning. You just can't expect something for nothing, right? You can't expect money to fall into your lap without you having put some sort of effort into it. And I can tell you right now that all these traders with their Lamborghinis, with their flash cars that you see on Instagram or on YouTube, they put in the work. They put in at least 2 to 3 years of work, which is basically the equivalent of a college degree, right? Studying, looking at charts. And most of the time, they've had other jobs. They've had other jobs like working at Dunkin' Donuts, like washing windows or doing construction work, repairing roofs, being a police officer. They had pretty long hour day jobs or shift work jobs, and they were studying, trading, and a chance in their downtime. So they were like spread thin. Believe you and me, like all of us have put in the work to look at charts, to get mentors, to study, to be committed to a course before we can actually start seeing results. So I don't want you guys to kid yourselves. Trading is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes commitment and it takes effort and it takes dedication. And of course, it takes discipline. Okay, so the first two stages, preparation and skills, are the ones where you kind of have to pay your dues. And then that's when you start to see opportunity. I guess it's a combination lock in a way, you know? You've got to unlock, put in the first combination, then the second combination, and then the third combination, and then the whole thing unlocks, okay? So you put in the preparation. You've got to learn the skills, and then you can see the opportunities that are available to you. Because as a complete beginner, if you've never seen a chart before, you don't understand what candlesticks are, when you look at the chart, there may be a beautiful entry, a beautiful setup, but you can't recognize it. Right? It's like people who study music, they can read notes and then they go, oh, they can imagine the music being played out in their head. But if you don't know how to read notes, you'd be like, what is this mumbo jumbo? Right? And that's what opportunity means. You've got to have the preparation and the skills in order to recognize the opportunity. Now, this is the crux. If you've got all three and yet you find somehow that when it comes to the opportunity part, that you are not executing as you should, you're not carrying it out, you're not implementing your trading plan, and that technically you go, I am my own mountain. I am my own roadblock here. I'm sabotaging myself, right? I'm chasing up the trades. I broke my own rules. You know, one of my rules is that if I've had 2 losing trades in a day, that's it. I'm done trading. And if I've got 1 good trade in a day, I'm up like 20%. That's it. I'm done trading. Also, right? Shut down computer, walk away. There are people who break those rules. They have 2 losing trades and instead of staying and adhering to their rules, they break their own rules and they do revenge trading. They go like, ugh, I can't believe I lost that much money. I need to go back and earn some of that money back, right? And then in the end, they lose more and then they regret it. And it keeps them awake at night. I've seen this happen before. You know, clients come to me initially, they go like, oh, I'm so frustrated, right? I really need to get my mindset right. And this is what I mean. When all these things you've prepped for, you've learned the skills for, and yet you fail to execute, you fail to carry it out, then that is the mindset component. And that is when it really pays to learn about yourself. Know thyself. That is one of the knowledge banks, the education that I feel is so deeply lacking in every part of our society, you know? Parents don't really teach that about ourselves. School doesn't, we for sure know, doesn't really teach that about ourselves. And trading forces us to learn that about ourselves. So be curious, don't beat yourself up, give yourself the grace of time, and start being able to put these 3 things in motion. Preparation, skills, and opportunity. If you need any help when it comes to executing and implementing your trading plan so that you do what you said you're going to do, and in order to get your mindset right for trading, as well as just general discipline in your everyday life, then feel free to book a free call with me. It's a one-on-one consultation, and basically it's for me to be able to get to know you to see if you're a good fit so that we can start working together. All right, my friends, I hope this episode has been helpful for you, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.